Anne of Avonlea by Lucy Maud Montgomery. A tall, slim girl, half past 16, with serious gray eyes and hair which her friends called auburn, had sat down on the doorstep of a Prince Edward Island farmhouse one afternoon in August, firmly resolved to construe so many lines of Virgil. But an August afternoon, with blue hazes scarfing the harvest slopes, little winds whispering in the poplars, and a dancing splendor of poppies, was fitter for dreams than dead languages. The Virgil soon slipped unheeded to the ground, and Anne was far away, in a world where a certain schoolteacher was doing wonderful work, shaping the destinies of future statesmen, and inspiring youthful minds and hearts with high ambitions. This pleasant vision was shattered by a most unpleasant interruption. A demure little Jersey cow came scuttling down the lane, and 5 seconds later Mr. Harrison arrived, if arrived be not too mild a term to describe the manner of his eruption into the yard. He bounced over the fence without waiting to open the gate, and angrily confronted astonished Anne, who had risen to her feet and stood looking at him in some bewilderment. Mr. Harrison was their new right-hand neighbor, and she had never met him before, although she had seen him once or twice. Before he had been a month in Avonlea, he had won the reputation of being an odd person. A crank, Mrs. Lynde said. In the first place, he kept house for himself.